Hello and welcome to another edition of Radio Free Radio's Digital Flotsam. I'm P.W. Fenton. This is another show about growing up, I guess, but I think it's bigger than that. It's got at least three storylines. One about the way a child's misunderstanding of an event can last for many years. Another one about empathy and random acts of kindness. And finally, a story that comes full circle and leaves me swearing revenge against a family member. I was having trouble coming up with a name for this edition when Providence took care of it. I was working at my desk. As I often do, I had iTunes on shuffle, providing random musical accompaniment to my thoughts, when something snapped me to attention. iTunes had randomly played the same song back to back by two different artists. The song, Billie Holiday's classic God Bless the Child. And no, neither one was Billie Holiday's original recording. And so, since it seems to fit, I'll call this the God Bless the Child edition. Okay, so when this story starts out, I'm maybe about 7 years old. I'm living in a small community in Staten Island, New York, named Travis. It is so rural that it's hard to believe that it's part of what is called New York City. I mean, we even had a swimming hole. How rural is that? Well, at this time, I notice the kid who lives next door wearing an incredibly impressive uniform. All blue and yellow, with writing and patches, with a bright yellow neckerchief held around his neck by a big gold metal slide. I was very impressed by all of this. A bit of inquiry, and I discovered that this was the uniform of a Cub Scout. I also discovered that this kid's mother was what was known as a den mother, and that Cub Scout meetings were held right in that house next door to mine. I'd tell you what their names were, but I simply don't remember. However, everything else about this story I remember quite vividly. I learned from my young neighbor friend just what this Cub Scout thing was all about, and that I could join and become a Cub Scout myself. I was beside myself with joy. I went to my first meeting, introduced myself, and told them all how much I wanted to be a Cub Scout. I was ecstatic. I was sent home that evening after the meeting with a fistful of literature I was supposed to give to my parents. I remember one of them was a brochure with color pictures of all the various parts of the uniform. I tingled with excitement.
That God shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money you got, lots of friends crowding round the door. When you're gone and the spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Soon, I went to my second meeting. Before the meeting, the den mother, my neighbor, looked at me with the kind of pained expression you reserve for some sort of regretful task you must perform. She took me off to the side, out of earshot of the other Cub Scouts, and said to me, "I'm sorry, but you can't be a Cub Scout." She could see my green eyes begin to well up with tears. She cut me off by saying quickly, "You'll just have to ask your parents about it." And she walked away. I was crushed. Now, I had 7 years of valuable experience under my belt. I knew it was a very bad idea to bring up being kicked out of the Cub Scouts with my parents. I had no idea what I had done to be rejected, but I knew that bad news was not something I wanted to bring up at the dinner table. Once, I had foolishly related something Rion's mother said to me that I didn't understand the meaning of. Rion was a friend that lived way down the street from my house, the farthest I was allowed to go. I told my parents that Rion's mom had said that I shouldn't play with Rion anymore. My mom asked why. I said, "Rion's mom said I was destructive." I had no idea what that word meant. But soon, my reddened behind taught me, at the very least, that destructive was not a good thing to be. It also taught me that it's never a good idea to tell on yourself. So I never said another word about the Cub Scouts, probably to my parents' great relief. They must have assumed I had simply lost interest. In reality, I just thought I had done something terribly wrong, and that to tell them about it would only deepen my troubles. I didn't learn until a conversation in my adulthood what had actually occurred. My parents, after reading all the literature I had brought home, had decided there was no way they could afford to buy me the uniform or pay the dues that would allow me to participate. They told our neighbor, and although I don't remember it, I'm willing to bet they actually told me in their own parent way. Something like, "What do you think, money grows on trees?" Which was the sort of thing they would say when you asked for a bicycle and then you'd get one. So if they told me, it never registered. Not for several decades. So now we have to jump into the future, almost 50 years. I'm sitting in my daughter's kitchen, and I am learning that not only is my grandson now a Cub Scout, but my daughter is now a den mother. This brings the story I just told you to mind, and I tell her all about it. My daughter and my wife are both deeply moved by the story. It's another example of a story I thought I had told many times before, but everyone assures me that this is the first time they have ever heard it. There ought to be a word for that. So suddenly, I have an inspiration. I say to my daughter, I'll bet that right now there are kids who want to be Cub Scouts whose parents just can't afford the gear. She says, as a matter of fact, there is someone, and she begins describing a kid who has joined her den, but whose parents clearly can't afford to buy him his uniform and stuff. So I ask, what does all that stuff cost nowadays? She gives me a rough estimate. It's not a great deal of money to me, but I understand how it could be out of the question for someone who is barely getting by. And I whip out my checkbook, and I write a check for the amount she quoted and hand it to her. Now, I ain't a rich guy by any means, but the average American would be pretty satisfied with the combined income of my wife and I. Add to that that doing something like that just feels good, and you have what should be the end of a great story. But the story doesn't end there.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets
more. Weeks later, maybe months later, I get a call from my daughter. She tells me that the Boy Scouts are having some big meeting that will be attended by all the various troops, dens, and packs in the area, and that my grandson, Dylan, is going to be carrying the flag in the honor guard. She asks if I could please come and take pictures with my fancy camera. Of course, I say. That would be wonderful. And arrangements are made. The day of the big outdoor meeting arrives, and everyone in my family attends. We all carry lawn chairs and sit in the shade on this grassy slope, looking down on where the Boy Scout ceremonies will occur. When it starts, my grandson and two fellow scouts walk out carrying flags. My grandson looks a good foot taller than when I saw him 2 weeks ago. I am very proud. I sit back and relax after my picture-taking assignment is complete to enjoy the rest of the ceremonies. The two men who officiate as scout leaders are amazing. They are funny, vivacious, and they clearly love what they are doing. At one point, one of them walks up to the mic and says, "Now I'd like to tell you all a little story. There was this little boy who very much wanted to be a Cub Scout." At that point, I let out an audible, "Oh, shit." Out of the corner of my eye, I could see my younger daughter quivering with suppressed laughter. I knew at once I had been had. I was not there to take pictures. I was there to be totally embarrassed. He told the entire story, from my childhood experience to my inspired check writing in my daughter's kitchen 50 years later. Then he announced that my check was to be the seed for the P.W. Fenton Scholarship Fund, designed to make scouting possible for those less fortunate. and he called me up to receive a certificate commemorating the creation of the fund that now bore my name. I was mortified. With all eyes on me, I struggled out of the folding sling chair I was deeply settled in and walked the 6 or 7 miles to the scoutmaster at the microphone. Miraculously, I wasn't asked to speak. I accepted my certificate, posed for pictures, and otherwise grinned broadly through all of my evil thoughts of revenge. I will get even someday when my daughter least expects it.
God bless the child that's got his own. God is
so there you have it, another edition of Radio Free Radio's Digital Flotsam. Detailed information about all the great music you heard in the background can be found in the Digital Flotsam show notes. And of course, in case you may have forgotten,
P-Dub holded the microphone.